When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hear me out, because everyone got really upset when I brought up a phrase a couple hours ago.
Yeah. It's a weak phrase.
It's actually a beautiful phrase. You hoped that this phrase is a part of your life. I'm going to Vegas in a couple of weeks.
Oh.
I hope this phrase is a part of my life. House money. That's a beautiful phrase. That means you're playing above. You're playing from surplus, right? All right. And I think you all get why that phrase came up this week. But here's what I want to say. Before I get into whether or not the Niners are playing with house money and everybody gets all upset, here's what I am saying. And you'll agree with me on this. We all said at various points of this season, and maybe I shouldn't say we all, but I think the very, very large majority of us said at various points throughout this season, either if you thought it was a restructure, rebuild thing at the beginning, or then when Nick goes down, or then when Mac Jones is playing eight games, or when Fred Warner goes down, or when George Kittle goes down, or when you just look at the totality of all of that. And we said, man, it would be amazing if they would just make the playoffs. Well, here we are.
Sure.
So here we are. Now, that does not mean, oh, who cares if they win or lose? I'm not here for oranges at halftime and cookies after the game. That's not what I'm saying.
That's what you're saying when you talk about house money.
I am saying that I am so overwhelmingly pumped that this weekend is happening. This wasn't guaranteed.
No, of course not.
This was not actually believed by many that this would happen. It was not. It was flicked by many as not possible. And that's where I have finally arrived. It does not mean I don't care if they win or lose by any stretch, but I can tell based on my conversations around town, I think a lot of the 49er fan base thinks they're on the death march.
And I'd love to hear from fans on that. 888-957-9570.
As would I, yes.
Because I heard Jan from Mountain View earlier talk about she's stressed. She's going to watch alone, but she likes their chances.
Yeah.
She got the Niners winning 34-30.
That's right.
Go to the hoop, go to the rack.
And I love
Kyle
that drop.
To get some trick plays or something. Get some trick plays, maybe. That's what she said. I heard
the call.
It's
not bad, yeah. And she got racked. But the whole idea of house money is one that makes me scratch my head, because if you play blackjack and you go up $500 and, wow, I'm up 500. Uh-huh. And so you take 100 and you put it in your pocket and you say, no matter what, that 100 is going home with me. And you take the final 400 and you play it, and you lose your house money, but you still made $100. You go back to the room and you're like, man, I'm a little disappointed.
No
doubt. I had house money. I played with house money and I lost. I went to Philly and I lost whatever to whatever. And now my year's over. And man, I was up 500 feeling good at 12-5. And now I lost 80% of my house money. You feel bad about it.
So don't get me wrong. I am definitely not telling anyone to not be bummed if the Niners lose this weekend, which they might not. Trent Williams,
I'm not saying that you would be like, you wouldn't be as bummed as you would be if you lost 800 and you go back to your room and you won 100 and you're like, at least I won 100.
I mean,
and that's where the Niners are.
At a certain point, you go home and someone says, how'd you do this weekend in Vegas?
Well, I was up 500. I mean, we had a chance for the one seed against Seattle.
I'm sorry. I don't have time for eight sentences.
Give me one sentence.
No. How'd you do in two words?
Well, I was up big and then...
That's too many words.
No, it's not too many words.
I'm telling you...
You're a guy who spends 7 minutes on every story.
No doubt.
It's not too many words.
No, I'm telling you, in this conversation, what if I came up to you, if the Niners lose this weekend, and I said, in two words, tell me how you did this year.
All right.
I give it better than that. I give it way better than
that. Well, there's more context to that than just, all right, you didn't do great. You did fine. I mean, you made the playoffs, which 14 of 32 make it.
No, it's way
which
better
is good.
That. It's way
so better. Almost half the league makes the playoffs, and you're in a conference where half your conference is donkey. It's terrible. So, yeah, you went 12-5, you made the playoffs, and then you went to Philly and you lost. So, hey, it was good.
Yeah, I mean.
How was your trip to Vegas? It's good.
Yeah, I won.
How much?
100.
Well, I mean, did you like to struggle to win 100? No, I was up 5.
I won.
And I played with house money.
I won. I mean, it could have been better. It could have been worse.
Could have been way worse.
But I won. Yeah.
Like last year was going to Vegas and losing like 800.
Last year, the car crashed on the way to Vegas.
Yeah.
You got, actually, I've told you that story before. We left
San Luis Obispo. You didn't make it out of the valley.
We didn't make it. More.
You got that boo-boo.
We got pulled over in a half hour.
Gone.
Which I'm so thankful for. Like, I think everyone looked at each other and he goes, just really, thank you, officer. We really never should have left the dorms.
Yep.
So we'll go back now. They're like, okay,
thank
that's
you,
a
officer.
Good idea. Let's go home. Yeah, but that's what I mean. It took me a few days, and I get it. The Seattle thing was a big punch in the teeth. That wasn't fun because you went into that, and even though what I'm saying right now was true then, which was either way, no matter what happens, they're going to make the playoffs, and good Lord, if something good happens tonight, they're going to end up the one seed, which honestly is ridiculous.
It's crazy.
The idea of the 49ers being the one seed.
It's like hitting green in roulette.
It's stupid.
Yeah, you bet your money on 0 and 00, and oh my God, it hit.
Right.
Okay.
Twice in a row.
Right.
Or three times
that
in a row.
That happened to us last year, by
Did
the
it
way.
Really?
Yeah.
Atta babe.
Back to back.
Good for you.
My buddy accidentally left his money. We were all celebrating, and he left his money. They spun again, and he won again. So that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
Round on him.
I mean, if it, like, we all have these moments.
Yep.
And so, like, I'm going to try to do this today. I'm not taking the Niners' chances away this weekend. I'm not telling you that we should all make bake cookies and bring milk and make sure everybody's got a snack at the end of the game. And yay, team, good job trying. None of that. That's stupid. That's not what we're doing here. At the same time, I don't, you know, I've heard everybody on the station all day kind of do the whole, like, what's on the line? I'm sorry, all of your answers are too much.
Nothing is on the line
Thank
for the
you.
Niners.
Absolutely nothing. You know, Spadoni this morning, Purdy, stop. Nothing.
Shanahan.
No.
Saleh.
Everything is chill, dog. Everything is status quo.
I'm trying to think who has the most to lose on the Niners.
I guess if Purdy throws four picks. Like, I mean, again, my take is also based on the
probably
idea.
That guy Wallow.
Wait, yes. You guys are saying there's nothing on the line?
Individually. Like,
Randy, you're not, like, I know the way you think, and you're going to have a very hard time with this.
There's a lot on the line, but, like, what individual in the organization will have his career changed if they lose in Philly?
There is very,
that's my question.
There's outside of a blowout. Like, there's always, I don't know how this is going to play. If the Niners get embarrassed, if it's 41-3, if they can't get a first down for two quarters again, that's different. I'm gonna take the intensity type results of 41-3 they win, 41-3 they lose. Put those aside for a sec. If this is a normal football game like all 17 of their games have been so far this year, there is next to nothing Monday morning where you're like, I am ripping the organization for what just happened yesterday. It doesn't exist unless you want to live in fantasy land.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm sorry. I know if this is loser talk to you, then call us and say so. But the 49ers lost Nick Bosa, Fred Warner, George Kittle, Brock Purdy. They may or may not have Trent Williams. They may or may probably won't have Ricky Pearsall, and two starting linebackers this weekend you've never heard of. And we're going to go into this game and act like, no, you have a gold helmet on, so must be awesome. Must be awesome or I'm going to rip you. Why? Why can't we put this context into play? It's real.
Yeah.
It's real.
They lose, like Shanahan, he doesn't get fired. Saleh doesn't get fired. Gus Bradley, you're fine. Lynch, you keep your job. York, you're not forced to sell. Purdy, you enter into your $53 million era. Kittle, you're fine. McCaffrey, you're fine. You're not cutting Trent. So, like, what are we doing as far as if we're going to hold somebody's feet to the fire? And let's just say that Malik Mustafa has a bad game or Jair Brown gets cooked like three or four times. Well, you might lose your job going forward, but I don't think you're getting cut outright.
That's true anyway. Like, right. We're going to go into any offseason and evaluate everything. That's what February through August are. They're going to make picks and sign new players and say that guy had a bad year. Let's make some upgrades here, there, whatever. But like, I'm sorry. Like, I am so, my point that I'm trying to make is I am so thrilled that this game is happening this weekend. This was not promised. And quite frankly, I think if you expected it, even that's a little unfair. I don't care.
Well, schedule, I expected
whatever.
It. Based on who you faced and you know how it went and what the schedule looked like, I expected it.
Yes, before the year started, but then all of the things happened.
And I still expected it. Like, go out there. You can listen. You mark the tape. You can check the tape all you want. I'm not saying I thought 12. I thought 11 would be possible.
If 11 would have gotten you in. If I had said to you at the summit.
And you did.
Fred Warner's going to miss the majority of the year. Nick Bosa is going to miss practically all of the year. Brock Purdy will miss half the year.
Yeah.
George Kittle will miss half the year.
Nah, not quite, but.
Pretty much. Nah, pretty much.
He played like 11 or 12.
Did he?
I believe so.
Okay.
But I would have said that number, you should still be a playoff team.
Okay.
Based on the quarterbacks you're going to face and based on all the defense you drafted.
And two other teams in your division will win 12 or more games. I mean, if I threw all of that stuff at you at the summit, I know it's hard to imagine because we'll sit here today and we know what actually happened. But if I threw all of that at you at the summit, you tell me that the Niners are in? I'll be honest with you. I would not have.
Yeah, I would have.
I would not
have. I mean, if you look at the 16 other teams or the 15 other teams in the NFC, you've got five that are flat terrible. So can you be like seventh best or, you know, seventh or better out of the other teams who are actually decent? You should.
I would not have guessed that they would be here, and I am thrilled that they're here. That is my backdrop for watching this game. We'd love to hear from you. 888-957-9570 is the number. Do you buy or sell that idea? Not that this is like whatever, doesn't matter who wins, but let's get a little further into how sort of, for lack of a better way of saying it, happy should the Niners be for even being here.